This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Wednesday, October 17th, 2007. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. We're still here in Grapevine, Texas, just outside of Dallas, covering the conference from start to finish. For more information about SNW, go to snwspotlight.com. The inspiration for the Leonardo DiCaprio movie Catch Me If You Can, Frank Abagnale, was a highlight of the conference today as he gave a keynote address. Among others, Darren Thomas of Dell also gave a keynote. We'll be hearing from him later in the podcast as we ask him and Claude Lorenson of Microsoft to look into their crystal balls and see what the future of storage holds. It's becoming evident that industry collaboration is one wave of the future, especially when it comes to secure and complete end-to-end data transfer inside and outside of enterprise storage. PodTech's Michael Johnson brings us this report.
In April 2007, four major IT companies came together to demonstrate a new data integrity standard. LSI, Emulex, Oracle, and Seagate rolled out the Data Integrity Initiative, or the DII, a technology collaboration implementing and further developing the T10DIF, or Data Integrity Field Standard, for end-to-end data integrity for enterprise storage systems. I sat down with representatives from three of those companies at a T10DIF roundtable discussion.
John Dobbins, I'm with Emulex. I'm the Senior Director of Alliances there. I've been spending some time here looking at the issues and challenges around data corruption, and at Storage Networking World here, we're now promoting that as a industry-level task force. We call it the Data Integrity Task Force. This is really an opportunity to show the marketplace that the industry does work together, that we, working together, can bring solutions out that are end-to-end, that require cooperation between all the handoffs of how data is transferred.
I'm Richard Vanderbilt, an alliance manager for LSI Logic, and we're happy to be a participant of the DITF and be able to enhance data integrity. What we're trying to do is minimize silent data corruptions. This is a much larger picture than just the four companies. This is an initiative that could broaden to anybody in the storage ecosystem, from application all the way down to spindle, from various HBA vendors to various application vendors to various array vendors. The more widespread and industry adoption is what we're trying to promote, and this is going to be a much bigger picture than what we see today.
My name is Jim Williams. I'm a consulting member of the technical staff at Oracle. And within Oracle, data integrity is something that we've invested in the past, and the approach we've taken in the past, we'd like to see it become more pervasive and move to a wider range of storage technologies, and so we're doing that by working with our partners here to extend an industry standard to make it more pervasive in the industry. You know, from Oracle's perspective, Oracle and the database, it's in our interest that we be able to have a high level of assurance of data integrity, and that is not a differentiating factor from our perspective. We want to make sure everything below us works correctly, so we want to work with others in the industry to facilitate this important work.
This is just the first step, and it's exciting to be at the ground floor.
That was Richard Vanderbilt, Alliance Manager in the NGO Storage Group at LSI. We also heard from John Dobbins, Senior Director for Industry Alliances at Emulex, and Jim Williams, a consulting member of the technical staff at Oracle. If you'd like to find out more about the Data Integrity Initiative, or the DII, or the T10DIF standard, go to LSI.com or to the Storage Networking Industry Association's website, SNIA.org. That's SNIA.org. In Grapevine, Texas, I'm Michael Johnson. We'll be right back.
Storage Networking World is an opportunity to get the latest information from industry leaders and a chance to examine some of the challenges met at the cutting edge of certain technologies. iSCSI, for example.
People want to say, well, then it's all or none. You know, it's if iSCSI wins, then fiber loses.
That's Darren Thomas, Vice President and General Manager, Enterprise Storage at Dell. He says that while iSCSI adoption rates are high, largely fueled today by the SMB market, fiber is here to stay.
I think if iSCSI wins, Fiber Channel continues in its pristine state behind the glass doors in the glass house for some number of years because they have bought all that infrastructure, they know how to use it, they've bought all that software. You're not going to throw away $1 million storage solution to save $100,000.
But while there are barriers to iSCSI's movement into the enterprise space,
that issue is more perception than reality.
That's Claude Lorenzen, Senior Manager in the Storage Solution Division at Microsoft. He thinks as iSCSI adoption continues, fears about its ability to deliver will dissipate.
There's very few applications that will saturate an iSCSI pipes. There are some, especially in the OLTP, high performance type database, but most common workload works very well on iSCSI.
What about the challenges faced as virtualization takes hold in the industry? In his presentation this morning, Darren Thomas said by 2011, 20% of all servers will be virtual.
Actually, I think 20% of virtualized servers, I think it's kind of a small number, but I think what's holding it back from being a bigger number is we've got to, as an industry, we have to address the complexity of management.
Basically, when you start to have virtual environment, these images that you have multiple like rabbits.
Claude Lorenzen.
But I'd say today, just the sheer complexity of doing normal business continuity and disaster recovery task with all these images is one of the reasons why you don't see necessarily super broad adoption of virtual environment, even if the growth rate is very, very high.
Thomas says the key to the future of virtualization is standardization.
Once the standards get there, there's an SMIS standard and a SMASH standard, SMASH, and as soon as all those standards begin to really start appearing in products, you're going to start seeing software companies competing to be the management utility that does servers that are virtualized, storage that is virtualized under that server, and all of those pieces are going to begin to come together.
And when the challenges of these technologies are met, both men agree that iSCSI and virtualization will continue to dramatically change the landscape of the storage industry. That's it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. Go to snwspotlight.com to subscribe to the podcast, take part in polling questions. You'll also find blogs and RSS feeds from major vendors there. If you want updates on your mobile device, text SPARK to 72648. One more podcast tomorrow morning on the last day of this storage networking world. I'm Paul Landcor with Podtech.net. Thanks for listening.